For my last record, I would like the Liebestod of Wagner.
Kirsten Flagstad singing the Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde with Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting. If you could take just one disc instead of the eight.
Well, it would be awfully difficult to choose, but I think I would have to go back to Mozart.
K-467.
Yes.
And one luxury to have with you. Anything you like that's of no practical use.
Well, I can think of the one thing that I would want to take with me, but I don't know that I would describe it as a luxury. Well, I would want a pill to put me firmly to sleep forever when I'd had enough. And that I would, with this pill, be absolutely certain of not waking. And I probably would put the Liebestod on the gramophone and take the pill. And that's the end of my desert island.
Now, before that unhappy event, you would have one book to read.
I think I would probably choose a good Victorian novel, the kind that one can read over and over again. I might, I think, perhaps choose something like George Eliot's Middlemarch.
Yes.
I happen to admire her very greatly. It's full of wisdom on human affairs, full of understanding of human frailty. Yes, I think it's a very comprehensive affair, a novel of that quality. In fact, there isn't any other novel quite like that. I think I probably would choose George Eliot's
Middlemarch.
Yes.
And thank you, Sir Clifford Curzon, for letting us hear your Desert Island disc.
Thank you very much, Mr. Connery.
Goodbye, everyone.
Desert Island Discs was introduced by Roy Plumley, and the producer was Derek Drescher. Next Saturday...